CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No static. No static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
Ready? And a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hi, I'm Bronwyn, and you're listening to Entertaining Chaos on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Boom!
Boom!
What were you going to say, Bryn?
I was going to say, mic drop, but...
And we're so dropping cute. The mic. Just lowering it, actually. But...
It just lowers,
but we're pretty Gravity. Short, so it doesn't even lower. So
hey, speak for yourself.
Me and Bryn.
Yeah, they're on one side of the mic. Emily and I are on the other side of the mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very short.
We're the Tall Girls Club. Well, Bryn's
not short.
She's just...
I appreciate that, guys.
She's just looped in with you, Claire.
I'm trying to lower the mic. It's like...
You're just so small. It's too.
I'm
it's
so too big for you. Like, do you want a stool? Do you want an extra pillow on your bum?
This is crazy.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay. Well, have we said anything of substance?
Should we get into how hot Lenny Kravitz is then?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, so the new Lenny Kravitz's new song that dropped, Honey. Oh, Honey. Oh my gosh. It's so groovy. But oh my god, he looks delicious.
Who is Lenny Kravitz?
Bryn!
Bryn, what are you talking about?
Bryn, what are you talking about?
I need context. I'm sorry. I live under a rock.
Very famous.
Context. Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe Kravitz.
His offspring. Oh!
Yes.
And yes.
He was in The Hunger Games. If you remember, like he was a designer.
Cinna.
He designs Katniss's dress.
Cinna is Zoe Kravitz's dad?
Yes. Yeah. Girl!
No, okay,
girl.
Cool.
So I guess...
Girl.
I don't know.
Well, oh my god, okay, Bryn, are you the only one who hasn't seen the video?
She forced everyone to watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I just put it on repeatedly.
Where
and
was
people
I?
Were going, clearly not
Maybe
with me.
Studying.
Yeah, being studious, ew. But yeah. It's
Ambushed
amazing.
Anna, she walked in the door.
Anna walked in, and I was like, "We have to start from the beginning."
Did you guys?
I had literally already seen it right before, and then she's like, "Play it again."
I hear in Zoe Kravitz and John Cena. What's his name?
John Cena.
The guy from Magic Mike. Wait, what's his name again?
The Hemsworth.
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Yes, in their movie,
they play
Lenny Kravitz. Like a video of him just working out, like really
heavy. Oh yeah.
Or it was in an interview anyway, but like it was just funny how Zoe Kravitz just like reacted to that, or that she kept it in the movie or something. It was funny.
It would be weird to like see your dad like being hot.
No, I mean no, literally, I would pay money to have
Zoe
a reaction
Kravitz
to
right now,
her.
And there's like a shirtless.
Like
video.
Your dad's going around as like the year, like the end of the year DILF.
Yeah, he's doing like a peach scene and everything. Like,
yeah.
But the thing is, like, Zoe Kravitz is also hot, and it's like would.
But she's
would,
young, so it's like.
But would I Lenny would Kravitz like would the dad be uncomfortable with her being hot too?
I don't think the dad looks that old either.
Yeah,
he's 60.
No way.
I mean, he's older than our.
I would have guessed he's 30.
What?
Yeah, he looks so young.
And he has Zoe Kravitz as a child?
Well, now that I didn't know the connection, but if you just told me, like, how old is Cinna, I'd been like, yeah, he's in his 30s.
Okay, but that was also, like, a decade ago.
Fair.
But also, like, she did assume at first that they were siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So, I guess good for Lenny.
Good for Lenny, because he's looking fine. And so is his daughter, so...
That's the point that Bronwyn wants to make.
Yeah, that's just what I've been thinking
Zoe
about.
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz. I don't know.
Okay, well, should we play it?
Yeah, we should play the song now. Everyone's like, just give us the song! But what you really need is the video.
Yeah, look up the music video if you want.
Watch it at least 3 times like Brahma does. You'll feel better. All right, everybody. Well, enjoy the next song. It is Honey by Lenny Kravitz. Enjoy. I love Beyonce. Thank you, Beyonce. But the country was...
I like the inventiveness, but I don't know if I actually like the execution.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple on there that, like, I'm like, you know what? This is bopping. Like, I'm not a country girl, but, yeah, like, I'll put on some boots and a hat and I'll, like, skip around, do some line dancing to this. Mm-hmm. But most of them, I was like, this is kind of, like, too poppy rap that I'm like, I can't even picture a setting of where I would volunteer to play this.
Mm-hmm. I also
no disrespect.
Yeah, I also didn't really like the Rolling Stones' ranking. I liked Pitchfork's ranking. It was like more like underground albums. Yeah. I don't know. Like they had the McGee album, which was nice.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I see Pitchfork. Did they? I didn't even look at these things because I just assumed they're all corrupt and manipulated by white fascists.
Real?
Probably.
La la la. As are most things nowadays. But yeah, that was Honey. And that was Lenny Kravitz.
Are you guys recording?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, in the hot seat. But yeah, I love that song. And if you love it too, then you'll love it even more if you watch the music video. But do so on your own time. Don't do it in public. But yeah, 10 out of 10 recommend. But yeah, Emily and I are going to hop into
our co-stars.
Our co-stars.
Does anybody out there know the app CoStar? Some people I feel like I meet and I'm like, what's your, like, they don't even think about like horoscopes or anything.
Some people have different apps also. Yeah. I think. They have like Medium or.
Yeah. People say CoStar is not accurate.
But you like the fortunes.
I just like the way it's it is. It's kind of funny. I like the way it looks. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just going to keep using
it. Yeah. It's just been on my phone
or
now.
Or Pattern. I'm trying to run a pattern.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I've left, like, you can leave like little secret messages.
Really?
What? Girl! Okay, I'm about to awaken this for you because I do this all the time. I get a little high or drunk or something, and then I hop on CoStar and I write a whole bunch of random messages, of which have like a random time release that will actually just show up randomly. So like, I'll just get like random messages from my past self being like, can you please get your together? And I'm like, it's a Monday at 7 a.m. There was no need for this app to call me out like so.
When I had CoStar, I did one secret message to myself in the future. And it was like, do you know the Lenny face? That's like, it's like a sexy like emoji face that's like, you know, like a side eye. Side, so side I just eye, did that as a message. And then it showed up, like it gave me that message on 420, which was like, that's so funny.
Yo, that's so cute. That's like so they sultry. Knew.
It's in tune with the See, world.
No, my phone don't listen to me like that. Calls me on a Monday at 8 a.m. being like, yeah, you should like get your together. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, wait, can I not say?
No, it's a radio girl.
But you know what? You could say ass.
What? What?
Yeah.
Really? What?
I believe that.
Are you sure? I feel like I've said it definitely.
Who
a
makes
few
up
times.
The rules?
I don't.
I
think
asked Jesse.
I don't think it's about like this radio. It's like all radio, like Radio Canada or whatever.
Let me use the English language. Just kidding. I mean, I'm not.
Okay, well, Roman, anyway, tell us your co-star.
When you edit this, are you going to leave in the word and bleep it or cut out this entire segment?
You know what?
Sounds like a lot of words.
Just cut out the moment you say it.
You know what I use to censor? I use like the quack sound.
Mm-hmm. Like quack.
Quack. Yeah.
Should I just re-record over and go, meh?
Oh, you're gonna like
self-made
it. Yeah,
sounds like a lot of work. I'd rather just cut it up. Splice her up, you know.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
Okay, into our co-stars.
Into our co-stars.
You go first.
Okay.
Or is my song going first?
Well, honestly, I don't really want to play a song for mine, so I'll go first.
What?
And then you, because okay, I'll tell you.
Okay, fine, go.
Okay. So my co-star, I found it very interesting today because I got a notification. The quote is, keep dreaming, keep imagining.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, yes, okay, like, inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to my do's and don'ts, guys. Do, lock picking, schemes, conspiracy.
Those take a lot of dreaming. Those take a lot of imagination.
Don't, scripts, no notes, curation. So, okay, scripts and no notes.
They're contradicting.
Yeah. So I don't know how I can obey that. And then curation. It says curation, like, I was like, I can't curate a playlist today because my co-star says not to.
Oh, that's why you were like, Brahman, I can't do this. And I'm like, you can.
I was like, I can't choose a song. I can't do this.
So what, do you want me to just like give you a list and Bronwyn like do like pin just, the tail on the donkey and just poke
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just like random. Maybe. Okay, okay. But I was, at first I was like going to try to find a song about scheming because I feel like there's some good ones.
Ooh, yeah, there's definitely got to
like
be
what?
Okay, well, don't put me in the hot seat.
I don't know.
I'm curious.
There's like that one song about this like journalist in England got assassinated.
There's a song
Wet
about
Job,
that?
Wet Job by Fingerprints.
Ooh. Hey, your mom just liked my Instagram post. Sorry.
Really?
I just saw that. And I was like, Emily, did you order Starbucks on my phone? And then I was like, oh wait, no, it's just your mom actually messaging.
Oh, it's
I forget
the,
she's a person.
Your mom.
It's, not the, just it's your Pabs the Menace.
TikTok facade.
Okay, Bronwyn, say yours now.
Okay, so my quote for today, which actually I wanted to throw my phone when I saw this because I was like, you're so wrong. It says, humans tend to be kinder to themselves in the morning than right before falling asleep at night, which is kind of ironic because I fell asleep in the morning today. I went to bed at like basically 5:30 in the morning. And I was feeling very kind to myself. So
yeah, I feel like it's hard to be kind to yourself in the morning when you're just like frustrated that, like, I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to get up. I don't.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't. Anyway. Kind of to myself in the morning. Like, you know what? Yeah, I could say I'm kind in the sense that I don't really care and I just listen to what I want, which usually it is to keep sleeping. So yeah, I'm pretty kind to myself, but I have a lot. I feel like nicer thoughts and like reflections and conversations with myself in the evenings.
Sorry,
but I'm also up in like the cracking hours of the night. So I'm like, my day and morning is pretty much twisted at this point. So maybe you could say they're right. All right, fine, Kozar. Okay, then my do's and don'ts. So my do's are trench coat. Don't have one of those, and I don't want to do Sherlock Holmes things. Do smog. I mean, like smoke. I all did that. And do new diary. And I'm like, oh, this kind of feels like a diary.
Sounds like you need a fresh start.
Yeah, fresh start, I think is what they're saying.
Trench coat?
How'd you get trench coat, smog, and new diary?
New diary means fresh start. You're going to leave your past behind and you're starting fresh with new pages.
Yeah. But not smog could be like fogginess, or like, just like it's blurry in the back.
Coming out of the veil, you know? Yeah, okay. And trench coat is what you wear in the smog.
It's just giving you fashion advice.
Anyway. Yeah. Fuck. Damn. I guess that's really rude. Okay, well, and my don'ts are unpaid work, which I'm like, that's school.
Also this? Right now?
This is unpaid fun.
This is volunteer.
Unpaid.
Well, it's unpaid. It is unpaid, but it's...
It's not work.
It's not leisure. Work. I think maybe play is what it is.
Yeah, and then it says don't unpaid work, don't chores, which... kind of the same thing. Same thing. Yeah, I was like, say less. And then don't subtle betrayals.
Hmm.
I guess I'm not going to be sleazy today, I guess. Ooh. I don't know. Why would it tell me that? Oh. Don't do subtle betrayals. So wait, does it mean I can do unsubtle?
Obvious betrayals.
Okay, I'll think.
That's okay.
I'll think about that.
Obvious betrayals are okay.
Okay, good to know.
But yeah, but basically this co-star... confused me, and the only song I thought of when I was thinking about it was Work by Charlotte Day Wilson, because that's just honestly how I feel like every Monday or anytime I'm, it's like, don't,
it's not even Monday,
well, it feels like Monday to me because because that's just the way I live my life. So yeah, I don't know, listen to Work by Charlotte Day Wilson, you'll maybe have a bit of a guess about how I'm feeling most days. Enjoy.
Take a bit of work. Oh, work. things rush in my blood again. Guess I gotta start to breathe. Head moving in all directions, singing, waking up wet, not a no sleep.
Hotel in Memphis, live from the Treehouse by Half Moon Run. I love them. They're so fun. I love the Live from the Treehouse album. I feel like I'm actually sitting there with them among the birds and the bees in a little shack, getting some holistic, nostalgic tunes.
Yeah.
Feels great.
I think they've been here before. I think.
Where's here?
Like CFRC.
Really?
I think they came and they did something with Indie Wake Up Call. I don't know if it was Nick was there or it was a different day of Indie Wake Up Call, but I think I saw
that would have been so cool
to meet them.
Yeah, to meet them.
Yeah,
do karaoke, get a coffee,
karaoke with Half Moon Run. We're just like sending a call out.
Yeah, just, you know, invites
Half Moon Run
if you're
whenever you can.
Yeah, whenever you can, we're down for karaoke and coffee.
Yeah,
which deadly duo, if I don't say myself. So we're gonna do Fiend by Sam Roberts Band because I also love that song and that band. And then we'll do Golden Rule by Young Friend, which is Emily's recommendation.
My pick, after I just said that I can't curate. Yeah.
But she's not. She didn't curate. She just...
I just threw out an idea.
She just tossed her out there.
Yeah.
You just tossed it and it landed. So...
You probably curated it. I said it and then you...
You're right. I put it in the order. Yeah. So, it's exactly. Okay. You're obeying the co-star, so no need to be looking for the
magic juice. I live and die by a co-star.
It is our Bible.
Yes.
This is crazy. Why does it feel so eerie in here now that the two quieter yappers are gone?
Yeah, if you guys didn't notice, two people have left us.
Yeah, they went to class.
They went to class. They might come back. We'll see.
Because in engineering, you have a class that's only an hour. Although if you're in health studies or in art sci, you don't. There's 3-hour seminars and you got to stay for even the 3-minute transition state between those classes.
It is funny when, like, I don't like it either, but sometimes when people are like, oh my God, I have this one class at 3 hours. And I'm like, that's every one of my classes.
Yeah, me too. I've honestly never known. The shortest class I've had has been 2 hours. I guess the class.
I've done an hour and a half, which is weird, but they do hour
that
and
seems,
half.
Yeah, that just seems like, what do you... Well, actually, yeah, man, I've had
it's like It's like a 3-hour cut in half, so it's... But I'm like, why do we have to meet so many times?
But then you do it twice a week, right?
Yeah.
See, I would rather just do it all at once. Get it done.
Okay, well...
Moving on, up next.
I'm sure it's a very upbeat song.
It actually is.
Great.
So
brighten
you guys
your
will,
day after
yeah, brighten your days after, yeah, since I mellowed it out. So yeah, up next is Fiend by Sam Roberts, following Golden Rule by Young Friend. Enjoy.
Keep your spirit. She saved my number to her phone with a maple leaf. I got her name in there, her city in parentheses. She's sending pictures to my phone that you won't believe. No, I don't get much time alone down in Los Feliz. I'm gonna take her to the show on Saturday, because the party's always fun and the band's okay. I always call her when I'm looking for a place to stay. I'm gonna take her to the show.
That was Golden Rule by Young Friend.
Golden Rule by Young Friend. That was a good one. I don't think I've heard that song before.
But yeah, it's kind of new. Before. I've just been seeing him on TikTok. He reminds me of Role Model, but like a Canadian version of Role Model. They're like the same person.
Yeah, they kind of give the same mellow vibe. Grooviness.
Yeah, just like white boy brown hair.
Yeah, they're just basic. Yeah. Sorry, not to paint people who have, you know, brown hair.
We love you, brunettes.
You're fine. You're great as you are, but it's, you know.
If you just put a picture of Young Friend and Role Model beside each other, they are the same person.
Twins.
And I don't think they've ever been in the same room, so.
Oh my gosh, do you think if they met, they would have like an identity crisis?
Well, I'm saying I don't know if they can meet because they might just be the same person.
Right. So no one's ever seen them in a room together. Not that they probably would.
And I love how I'm saying they've never been in the same room. They could have, and I would just want to know.
I'm like, where's your evidence?
Well, it's the lack of evidence.
Yeah.
The lack. Where's the picture of both of them together? Then I won't believe it.
Yeah.
We could AI that, though.
And yeah, you can do most things with AI nowadays.
Yeah.
Kind of concerning, though. You could find out what their child would look like.
I was
then
doing
they would
that.
Really be twins.
I was doing that in like during COVID. I remember I discovered like a not of those two people, but just of like everyone.
Oh yeah,
like every celebrity like ever. Not even people that had been couples. Just like people. I was like, what would their kids look like? Really fun.
I feel like that's kind of a fun. I feel like that's kind of a fun simulator to be able to go through, though.
Yeah,
that's not like you're going through and be like, ooh, like. This gene and this gene, like you're, I mean,
yeah. You just press, like, put them together and see what comes out.
I know they just splash a whole two pictures together and give you your future.
Lovely, scary.
Do you think someone like that has broken up relationships? when someone's
like,
been like,
in what way?
Like someone see like their hypothetical child together and been like,
and they didn't like it.
Yeah, at all.
I would think to that, no, but maybe like, okay, would you be weirded out if like you were dating someone and then you're like, oh, what are you doing on your phone? And they were like, oh, just seeing what our kids would look like together.
Yeah, that would be an ick. That would be breaking up.
If someone was doing that, if I walked in and they were doing that, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, well, if it's kind of gives the same vibe as like those little love tests, like your compatibility quizzes and stuff.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, you put in your name and like your birth date and I don't know, whatever. And you see like, what fraction of the moon do you make up to get? And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay if you're like in middle school.
Or if it's for jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's for the meme.
But say someone's doing it not even for jokes. Maybe they're doing it ironically,
scientific inquiry.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, you mean unironically?
Yeah, I mean unironically. Like if they're like, no, I really needed to know what our kids would look like.
So I would be concerned. I'd be like, okay.
I would get scared by that, but maybe that's like unhealthy of me. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Is it like?
I guess that makes two of us then, because I would also react the same way. If it's unhealthy, I would not like that.
No, me neither.
I'd be like, you need to put your phone down right now. You're grounded.
Well, I just feel like it's like, honestly, if they were to do it and I don't know about it, but the second I find out about it, it's over.
It's over? Like the relationship is over. See, this is what I'm saying. Something like this probably has happened.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah. TED Talk, guys. Don't be doing that. Please.
Yeah. That's our stance.
Scare people. You'll scare me.
Yeah, it's just a little bit icky.
Yeah, red flag.
Yeah, scary.
Scary. No rose-colored glasses could save that. No thickness
I think some
of
people's
lens.
Rose-colored glasses could. Claire's rose-colored glasses, I feel like she would accept that. And then afterwards, she'd be like, ugh.
And then she'd be like, yeah, I can't believe that was something I actually looked at and commented on. In a positive light. And I'd be like, yep, I don't know either. I mean, I don't know. I feel bad roasting her because I'm like, you know what? We've been through the edges together. Yeah. We've been into the grooves of life. So we've got similar
hating on Claire. If you can see whoever you're dating do that and stay with them, good for you.
You've got a strength I will never have.
Yeah. I commend you.
But also it could be a weakness. So
yeah, it might
assess that later.
Like you just being so in love, but like maybe in not a healthy way. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Stay vigilant, people. Moral of the story.
Stay on your toes at
Stay
all
times.
Stay on
your toes. Yeah. The dating game. It's not even a game. It's just a bloody war nowadays. So just, you know.
It's like a Squid Game.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone die in Squid Game?
Yeah, pretty much. Except the one guy who like leaves with a bunch of money and is like, mortally traumatized and then signs up for it again because he's like, at this point I've got nothing left to lose except for I guess the trillions of dollars, which I was like, aren't you running away? Whatever.
Know.
Do what you want, man. But
okay.
Yeah,
what's up next, bro?
So up next, I'm gonna put on the floor Let It Slide by The Free Label, and then a personal favorite and a personal request from me personally, Get Off of My Back by Bryan Adams, who's a Kingstonian, born and raised, which I remember thinking that and then going on a whole spiral and watching Spirit maybe 3 times and being like, this is actually the most
Yo,
like...
what is Spirit?
Oh! Emily! I can't believe...
I know what it is. I just haven't.
Okay, don't worry, guys. I'm going to take her home and we're roommates, by the way. I'm going to take her home and we're going to watch it together and I'll sing all the songs for her. Don't you worry. But yeah, Emily, you'll hear the song and it will leave such a beautiful dent on your heart that you will dream of Spirit and how it fulfills your life, maybe.
Okay, I'm excited.
Hot take. But yeah. Next up, On the Floor by The Free Label, and then Get Off My Back by Bryan Adams.
Tell me what you said, what you done, what you doing. Just knows it does something to me. Alright, alright. Your favorite part of the night. Let's ditch the party and find somewhere quiet to stay the night. You ask me if I like the way your dress looks tonight. She knows just what's on my mind. What's on my mind?
I said, I like it on. I'd rather say it on the floor. So let it slide. So let it slide.
Get off of my back. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what I'm doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Put your house on up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a thing. Hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? And you were dying all the time. Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the jacket. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Yo,
pick up the background tea.
Yeah, tea is going down.
We just played.
We just played Valerie live at BBC Radio 1.
Which, shout out to Valerie
by Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I love that song.
So sassy.
I love that song. Sorry, go Emily, speak.
I was just gonna say that you're listening to CFRC.
Oh yeah,
101.9 FM
in Kingston, Ontario. We are not in Toronto. I'm sorry, guys. Not to prank you.
And this is Entertaining Chaos.
And my name is Bronwyn.
And my name is Emily.
I thought you were going to say my name is Bronwyn, too.
Oh, and my name is Bronwyn, too.
Oh, it's okay.
I forgot that.
Everyone can be Bronwyn for the day. That's okay. Because next time, I'll come on and we'll both be Emily.
Yeah. So whenever you hear from us again, it'll be two Emilys.
Mm-hmm. So don't be confused. Just
go with it.
Just go with the flow. So yeah, speaking of go with the flow, to wrap up our episode today, we've got Goodness Gracious by A Girl Named Sue and Fool Muse by Peter Cat Recording Co. Yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I enjoyed spending out with my girls. I enjoyed hanging out with my girls. Bye.
You know what I want? Goodness gracious, you're so fine. Let's have some fun. Can't get away even if I try. Say what you will, I'm not opposed to looking at you for days. Yeah, it feels so nice. Tell me, why did I start to cry? 'Cause you're so damn pretty. It brought a tear to my eye. I thought for sure you'd hurt me, but you're not like the other guys. Now that I've basically told you I'm obsessed, I hope you won't turn around and leave me hanging. You know I can get anything I want, but what I really want is you. Can't you see I'm not a human being? I only bleed for you. So say what you will, I know it's hard for someone like you to see that you're my demise. Still I continue to admire for way too long, way too long. 'Cause you're so damn pretty, it brought a tear to my eye. I thought for sure you'd hurt me, but you're not.
Could I be a muse or something of you? So won't you save me? Won't you keep me like no one knew? All those years I was a glove and you knew it. Smiled when I said something stupid. If you ever want to confess what goes on in your head, nothing I can't guess. Nothing really new, I bet. Not trying to be a creep or be obtuse, but you can use me, hit and abuse me, and I'll make you happy. I'll make you so glad that you're my baby. I want you so bad. And if you're done living in your house of mirrors, oh, won't you unplug? Sitting by my fire, you hope it don't seem too late. 'Cause everything you love, I hate. But no matter what, it's never gonna be. 'Cause you make me happy. You make me so glad that you're my baby. I want you so bad. Yeah, you make me happy. You make me so glad that you're my baby. Just so bad.
Cause I'm not a fool, but something new to you that keeps you guessing. Ain't no telling what I'd do for you. All those years you were adrift and you knew it, trying to sell what life can give you. Next time I'm in your head, better lie down, play dead. There's nothing left to guess when none of you is left. Not trying to be a creep or be obtuse, but you can use me, hit and abuse me, and I'll make you happy. I'll make you so glad that you're my baby. I want you so bad. Yeah, I'll make you happy. I'll make you so glad that you're my baby. I want you so bad. I want you so bad. I want you so bad.